feeling is here.
Residents went to the polls on Sunday and local elections being scrutinized for signs of discontent with the ruling United Russia Party following the suspected poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Navalny had urged Russians to vote tactically against the ruling party in a bid to undermine its tight grip on power before he fell gravely ill in what Germany and his allies say was an attempt to kill him last month. United Russia, which backs President Vladimir Putin, dominates politics across 11 time zones. But the elections come at a time of public frustration over years of falling wages and the government's handling of the pandemic. The regional polls, which will elect 18 governors and an array of local parliaments, city councils, and municipal bodies, are seen as a dry run for next September's parliamentary elections. Navalny's allies have pressed ahead with the Kremlin critics' smart voting strategy, naming more than 1,000 politicians on the ballots they think can beat ruling party candidates and telling their supporters to vote for them. The strategy aims to disrupt a political system that often bars the Kremlin's staunchest foes from running while allowing softer candidates from the parliamentary parties to compete. And Russia will send paratroopers to Belarus for joint military drills starting on Monday. The RIA news agency cited Russia's defense ministry as saying Sunday. The drills come amid tensions in Belarus as President Alexander Lukashenko faces a groundswell of public anger over an election last month that his opponents say was rigged. The protests have tested the loyalty of his security forces. And on Sunday, tens of thousands of protesters turned out again in ongoing demonstrations against the president's win. This is VOA News. Two Los Angeles police officers are in critical condition after being shot in what police are calling an ambush. Video of the incident shows a figure approaching the officer's vehicle before opening fire and running away. Los Angeles Sheriff Alex Villanueva called the act cowardly. The suspect remains at large. Protesters shouted anti-police slogans and blocked the entrance to the emergency room where the two officers are being treated. Police and witnesses have said almost 40 U.S. police officers were killed in the line of duty in 2020, according to FBI statistics, which show 8 of them as victims of ambush. Former Prime Ministers Tony Blair and John Major on Sunday said Britain must drop a shocking plan to pass legislation that breaks its divorce treaty with the European Union in a breach of international law. The British government said explicitly last week that it does plan to break parts of the withdrawal agreement treaty that it signed in January when it formally left the EU. And on Sunday, Britain's Justice Secretary Robert Buckland reiterated this. Major and Blair, who were adversaries in the 1990s as conservative and labor leaders, wrote in a joint letter published by the Sunday Times newspaper that what is being proposed is wrong. The 12 Hong Kong people arrested at sea by mainland authorities last month were separatists, a spokeswoman for China's foreign ministry said Sunday. The comment came a day after relatives of the detainees held a news conference in Hong Kong, demanding the urgent return of the 12 who were intercepted by the Guangdong Coast Guard on August 23rd on a boat bound for Taiwan. Donning masks and hats to shield their identities, they made their first public appeal for help and information on their relatives' plight, pleading for them to be allowed to consult lawyers appointed by their families and not the Chinese government, and to be allowed to call relatives in Hong Kong. The arrest came about 2 months after the mainland government imposed a security law on the special administrative region following months of pro-democracy demonstrations. Landslides triggered by torrential rain swept through two villages in Nepal Sunday, killing at least 12 people, a government official said. The latest fatalities took the death toll from landslides and flash floods in the June through September monsoon season to 314. At least 111 people remain missing and 160 have been injured, according to government reports. And more than 30 people have been killed by wildfires that are sweeping through U.S. West Coast states, officials said. Fires have been raging in Oregon, California, and Washington for 3 weeks, burning millions of acres of land and destroying thousands of homes. Here remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.